At the peak of the recession, Reno firefighters saw their pay slashed by almost 14%. Even with this proposed boost of 6%, firefighters in Reno would still earn less than what their peers average across the state. Under the tentative agreement, newly hired firefighters will not receive lifelong health benefits. Instead, they'll pay into a defined contribution plan to get benefits after they retire. City Manager Andrew Klinger says the change will save taxpayers money.
This represents an estimated savings of $7,000 per year on average for every new firefighter the city hires, and will provide insurance benefits to those employees when they retire.
Right now, the city has liabilities for post-employment benefits topping $225 million, and $60 million of that obligation is for firefighters. At the press conference, Klinger also discussed the city's support of a regional fire service plan that consolidates local forces. He'll present that idea next week to both the Reno City Council and Washoe County Board of Commissioners. There's a bill in the legislature now pushing for automatic aid instead, which would require the closest fire engine to respond to an emergency regardless of what jurisdiction it's in. Klinger says consolidating local departments is a better option.
Under automatic aid, there's inefficiencies built into that. You will have apparatus from both jurisdictions responding at the same time. Under a regional fire model, you don't have that, so you eliminate some of those inefficiencies.
City Council has just approved 10 new firefighter positions for next year's budget. This proposed labor agreement would affect those new hires, and council will be reviewing it next week. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.